Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
Now, Jamie, you had something you want to share with us? Or?
Well, you guys have any, like, autographs?
Autograph memorabilia?
Yeah.
Zero, no.
I mean, I have some that were given to me, but not, like, collected on purpose. Like, I got Rick Vives' autograph once, but it was on a stick, and then I needed it for road hockey, so I just used it.
And you have your famous astronaut signature.
I'd forgotten about it. I have Chris Hadfield, his rookie card.
Yeah.
It's in the office.
It's poster.
It's in our
office. Yeah. Signed for you when you were
I have Wendell Clark's autograph.
Uh-huh. Oh, I have a Wendell Clark autograph on a jersey.
When we
played it, it says at his house.
Oh, aren't you Mr. Cool Guy?
No, a whole bunch of people did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a contest.
Just hanging out at a Wendell
contest
Clark's
with a beer company, and so we were there too.
Yeah, fair.
Anywho.
Why?
A very famous person's signature is up for auction. A piece of paper written in black ink.
Jesus?
Lower than I thought. $200,000 for Mozart's signature.
How would you even know it's his?
I'm sure he signed a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
But how would you know
it's just not another guy from 300 years ago?
Well, I think that's the point, is that it is his. But don't you think that's kind of low?
Not really. What value
like
is it?
But like it's like one of the most famous.
Yeah, but he's not famous musicians. For his signature.
No, but like Wayne Gretzky isn't famous for his signature either. Yeah. But his rookie card will go for, remember, like
yeah,
a card.
But what's the signature on, though?
Yeah, what is it? Is it a piece of music?
It's written in black ink. I don't know. It's just on a piece of paper. Maybe it's on, like, a music sheet. One of his original.
Well, that would make more sense.
Original sheets.
Would have value then.
Yeah.
Like a rookie card would. Like, just Wayne Gretzky's signature on a piece of paper, probably not worth a whole lot.
No, you're right. That's true.
So, I mean, if it's just his signature on a piece of paper and it's worth $200,000, that's pretty good.
It is pretty. You're right. If it was like a sheet of music, like whatever.
Yeah, or like the original composition of one of his, like, whatever, compositions.
That's a good point.
Well, the original composition of one of his compositions. It'd be worth something.
I think I went off getting autographs from people when I lined up to see Mr. T and he left early.
He didn't pity the fool.
And he left.
No pity for the fool.
Literally hundreds of kids outside just waiting out of the Toys R Us.
Well, how long are you there for?
I think they underestimated the popularity of Mr. T. And I don't know. I was a kid, but it really.
Were you sad?
Yeah.
Really, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, I love Mr.
That's
T.
That's what Jay did. You guys, all celebrities from there around. Well, really.
One of the things.
Yeah.
I mean, I could give you a list, but it's not a therapy session, is it?
Mr. T broke Jay's heart.
Yeah.
Do you think he felt bad, or do you think...
Probably.
It was his management who was like, get out of here. We got
to
go.
I'm sure
he had another signing to go to and he couldn't do. Like, the line was literally wrapped around the building, like an industrial building.
For Mr. T.
Yeah, he was a big deal,
that's
man.
That's amazing.
He was, yeah.
He was
at the Toys R Us.
What was he signing? Like, like a new action figure or something?
I don't know.
Or,
I never got up there.
Just pieces of paper.
I never got up there.
Not even close. Just standing in line.
Jason's losing it on his mom because she had to stop at Kmart on the way.
You could have gone after.
I think she could have walked to the Kmart. Yeah. It was fine. Not a big deal.
All right. Well, hey, Mozart, 200 grand.
There you go, 200 grand.
I wonder what ours are worth.
Probably not even the pen that we signed them on. I don't know. You got a nice pen, though, Jason.
Yeah, you do.
Mine's a lot less.
We're the Biggs and Barr Show. This is Shay.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Ottawa's Rock Station, Shay 106 for the Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason
Barr.
That's
Jamie.
Hey.
Hey. So it's Easter weekend.
Coming up, yeah.
Coming up. And it's also April Fool's Day on Monday. Yes?
Yeah. Yep.
So we're doing something called April Fuel's Day.
Right. Where we give you something. We're not like those lame loser radio stations that play pranks on you.
No. I mean, at one time they're okay, but now they've been done so many times.
Well, as long as it's just a small thing, it's fine.
Yeah. So we're tricking you by giving you something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the concept, but we are handing you gas. Free gas.
We literally have thousands of dollars in, I assume, gas cards to give you on Monday at a specific gas station. We don't know.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we will be there. We'll be broadcasting from this gas station.
We will be broadcasting from a gas station giving out gas. No pranks. No tricks.
It's got like a nice indoor space where we can sit.
Oh, and probably not.
I don't really want to stand outside.
Be out by the pumps.
I'm assuming they'll just place us outside. You know?
You're probably right.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah.
But, like, there are lots of gas stations with good indoor.
With nice big indoor. Oh, yeah. You know, I hear you.
All sorts of food and beverage and stuff, which would be an ideal place for us to sit.
Don't make these diva requests. They will not take kindly to us asking for things. So just sit outside of the gas station and do as you're told.
How many gas station egg salad sandwiches are you going to eat, Jason? Or a sub, would you rather?
Maybe
if
one.
If you had to choose, would you get a sub or an egg? Okay.
Yeah, a sub. If I was in a really particularly frisky mood, I might get the pizza sub and throw it in the microwave.
Oh, wow.
The old microwave, Chef Mike.
Wow, so many names for a microwave. Oh, yeah. Such a short little span of time right there. I don't think I've ever had gas station food that you have to heat up.
You know,
we don't have to. It's just, you know how fancy I am, right?
Yeah. No.
You like things warm.
But I don't think I've even like gone to that section. You know, like the stuff you put in the microwave section. I don't think I've ever even been there.
It's with all the other stuff. It's just when it's like a pizza sub, like it should be melted kind of like pizza cheese.
Otherwise, the whole area of the gas station I don't go into to buy food ever.
Oh, okay.
I just don't eat from that section.
Ever gotten like a hot chocolate at a gas station?
No, never.
Never,
that's good. That's good hot chocolate. Gas station hot chocolate.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not as good as Arena, but it's pretty good.
What about like a soup, like an instant noodles kind of thing?
Never. Mm. At a gas station?
Oh, yeah. They have all sorts of stuff. You're missing out.
No,
it's really your go-to, right? Because you don't
really
having to prepare stuff. You're like a...
You said have to put it in the microwave.
You don't have to.
Oh.
But it's there.
Open it, eat it. Like, that's the gas station is literally should be your favorite restaurant.
Donuts.
We get out of the car. I'd rather just drive through and...
Yeah,
somebody passed me at the magic window.
If you're in a place, that's your go-to.
Yeah. All right.
Some of the gas stations have drive-throughs.
They do.
It's like a country style.
For sure. Yes, I don't know which gas station we're giving away all this fuel at yet. I know it's a Shell.
Not sure. Yeah.
That's the only clue I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there are lots of those around.
Well, come find us a week from today. I know it's a long time out, but it's going to be a holiday. You're going to forget. Put on a little reminder in your phone if you want to come get some free gas or just listen. And if you happen to be awake, because it is a holiday Monday for a lot of people. Come by and say hi.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah. We'll be handing out egg salad sandwiches and free gas. Right now, Soundgarden on Shea 106.
I know. That would be the cranberries.
Oh, that's the cranberries. How does that? Wow.
Why aren't you wearing your new glasses that you got?
I don't have them yet.
Oh, you sent us a picture wearing glasses. I thought that was your new glasses.
Yeah, I thought you got new glasses.
Those are just my readers. Those are just my readers that are around the house.
Okay. I thought that was the point of your ridiculous picture that you sent.
It was three different pictures.
Yeah,
doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I was just looking as ugly as I could for the camera for you guys.
It worked.
It was pretty ugly.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, here are the cranberries. They wear glasses. No idea. Shay, what else?
Yeah. Why one doesn't?
Yeah.
Actually, my
glasses
needs them now.
No, he's dead. Yeah. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Little spot in the show. Each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Gentlemen, I'll go first.
Okay.
This is a Disney story, Jason.
Oh, I like Disney.
You might be interested.
Yeah, Disney's a fun place.
That's your spot. But a tourist visiting Magic Kingdom was arrested after forcefully snatching Mickey ears from a woman's head.
Oh.
Because he thought the hat belonged to his daughter.
Come on.
He's from Illinois, this fellow. He was arrested, again, his daughter had lost her Mickey ears on a ride.
Okay.
She saw the lady wearing those and just took them off her head because he said they belonged to his daughter. She said she bought them a few years ago.
Of course.
You know how many, like every store sells those things.
Yeah.
Like in the park, they sell them in pretty much every store.
Yes. There's like thousands of people wearing them in the park at all times.
So he thought it was just those had to be them because someone has the exact same ears.
It's the first one he saw after he realized she'd lost his.
Uh-huh.
He just took, it's your mind.
He's arrested, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't steal things off people's heads.
And it caused a scene.
Who came and arrested him, like Chip and Dale or something? That'd be funny.
I don't know.
Male strippers? I think I've ever seen security there. I know they have it.
I know, it's very...
But are they dressed as like Timon and Pumbaa?
Like secret shoppers, but they're secret mascots that are actually cops?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet. Yeah.
I had a
genie come flying across.
I had a pair of Disney ears when I was a small child, but I haven't had them since.
If I go back, maybe
I'll get some Disney ears or Mickey ears.
Yeah, that's like getting like it's like being at like a Sens game and losing your Sens hat and just grabbing the first Sens hat you see.
That's mine.
Like everybody has it there.
Yeah.
There's no, anyways.
Whatever. Or pop a bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
I've misplaced.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah.
Jamie, obviously you, mine.
Yeah. What do you got, Jamie?
Well, we like restaurants, eh? We like going to restaurants.
Yeah.
Well, 200 waiters, and a good waiter or server, let's say, is very appreciated by the three in this room. I know that. 200 in Paris took part in a race called the Course de Café. You carry a tray 1.25 miles with a cup of coffee, a glass of water, and a croissant. There's no running, and you can't spill.
Oh, yeah?
And the winner clocked in at 13 and a half minutes.
That's pretty quick for just walking with a tray. With
that's
a
pretty
couple
quick,
of beverages
mile and a quarter.
And a croissant.
Now, you can't, you can't run, though.
No.
So you just speed walk.
Yeah, without no spillage. So I think, what do you think it's easier to teach a professional server to walk fast, long, like that distance, or a fast walker to carry the tray?
Ooh.
Like, you know what I mean? They, you know? Like when they're making hockey movies, they're like, do we teach an actor to play hockey
or do we teach
a hockey player to kind of act? They usually, nowadays, they go with the hockey player, teach them to kind of act.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd be harder to learn how to carry a tray really well than it would just to walk
quickly.
I mean, most of us are pretty good at walking.
Yeah, most people can walk.
Who are able.
Already.
Yeah, that's what
I mean by most people.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No spillage, though. That is tough.
That's good. You should try it. Just walk around the building or something. Measure how many laps it would take you in the hallways here. And you should try it.
We'll throw stuff at you while you're doing it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's part of it, Chris.
How do you know?
This isn't a joke. I don't know.
Jason, what do you got?
Great news for you, Chris, and soon to be you, James. Toupees back in style. Both of you follically challenged. Chris, you've been follically challenged for many years.
Jamie recently
follically challenged, but not completely.
No.
But yeah, apparently they're back in style now.
How are they in style? What do you mean they're in style?
I guess.
Are they so good that people can't tell anymore? That's why they're...
So it's a real hair that's stitched into a piece of polyester that you can sweat through. Because I knew a guy who used to wear a toupee all the time.
And
he'd have to walk with his head down in the wind. And when he played sports, he'd only sweat from just above his ears down. The rest of it, his hair was dry.
Okay.
So you
can
tell.
Whatever.
The glue lets you sweat through it and stuff. They are very expensive, though. They cost several thousand dollars.
Oh, wow.
I've seen videos of, like, the new style toupee. They're amazing. Like, you would never in a million years.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, like, there's no, oh, wow, that guy's wearing a toupee from 50 feet away anymore.
No, you can't.
None of that.
It's hard to tell now. Like, Jamie, you were considering going to get a Turkish hair implant.
Yeah, hop on the old Turkish hairline.
But maybe
and go
you could just try this for a little bit.
Yeah. Why don't you try it?
Well, it's a little expensive.
I'm sure we can get someone to do it for
us. Maybe there's someone in the Ottawa area that
does new toupees.
Does new style toupees.
I'll do it too.
We talk about it all the time.
Mine's easy to do. Like mine's,
you
I'm already
good.
Pretty bald. Like you would have to shave your head to make room for your toupee. Where mine's just like
you don't think it's true. But remember when those guys we had in shaving all their body hair, and then you lost a bet, and we had
honey.
We put honey in your head and put that guy's body hair on your head.
It looked
pretty good. I'll be honest.
Like it suited you. Like hair suits you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some bald. No. Like, some bald guys, bald suits them better than hair when you see them. Hair suits you. Not saying that bald doesn't.
I got you. I hear you.
But, like, that, it was a tuft on top.
Yeah.
But it looked like it fit.
I told you, for years I've been saying I want to do Wiggity Wednesdays where I wear a wig
every Wednesday.
And we find out which style works the best.
Yeah. You're the only one that can control that.
Yeah.
It's your head.
And your wigs.
Yeah, I know, but
you have the wigs and you have the head.
I don't have that many wigs. So I only got like a couple. I return most of them to their owners.
Oh, I see. Their owners.
Oh, yeah. All right. Anyways, cool.
I thought you'd be happy to know
that. Thanks,
Jason. Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, if you get somebody in here to try them on, I mean.
Yeah. Now we don't have to be embarrassed about it.
Yeah, no one's going to make fun of you. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, those cool guys.
You guys will totally make fun of you.
No.
Shut up.
Well, not
if two-thirds of us get one. Yeah. Chris, we're good.
I mean, it would be silly if I got one.
Yeah.
Oh, you have amazing.
Doesn't that guy got hair? Yeah. Why is he wearing a toupee? I don't know. It's a weirdo.
Mesh for Men, Ottawa company that does toupees.
Oh, there you go.
Come on, reach out. Come in. Give us some hair.
The Dougie Line. Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Call us anytime. Leave us a message on any topic, something in the city of Ottawa that's getting to you, something in the world, in your life, whatever. Whatever you got. All right? 216-3849 and 216-Dougie. Jamie?
Yeah, fella's a little upset here at car drivers, but for a different reason than driving.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Dougie. You know what drives me insane is people that have vehicles that are clearly new enough to have Bluetooth, but people still are holding up their phone like 6 inches away from their face on speakerphone. Like, you have a new vehicle. Put the phone down, be wireless, be hands-free, use the freaking Bluetooth. It's ridiculous. I just saw a guy in a newer F-150 do it. A few weeks ago, I saw a young lady in a Mercedes-Benz doing the same exact thing. Put the freaking phone down.
Oh, wow.
I hear you.
It's bad.
Maybe
it's not their vehicle. They don't want to go through the rigmarole or have that really long process of connecting your phone to the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Or if they hadn't done it, like if you're in the F-150, I haven't driven a Mercedes, but we have F-150s here. And if you're driving it, you can't access some features whilst you're driving. So maybe that was the reason.
Could have been.
I guess the other option is just don't use your phone at that time.
Or, yeah, that is an option. Or you have a mother who's deaf and has hearing aids. If you try to speak to her through Bluetooth or speakerphone or even your earbuds, I can't hear a damn thing you're saying.
Really? But the mouth part, yeah?
I cannot talk to my mother on my phone unless I'm talking into the phone.
Oh, wow.
Now, I should not. I don't call her while I'm driving, A, because it's my mother, and who wants to talk to their mother, really? But when she calls me, and I answer it with my earbuds, and then after 5 seconds, she's like, what? I can't hear anything. What? I can't. So then I just say, fine! And I take my earbuds out, and I put my phone on.
It's not how your mother talks.
Huh?
We've met your mother. She doesn't speak like that.
Exactly how she talks. I don't know what you're talking about, but listen, she's fine. But it is, she can't hear anything for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have the Apple, like the fancy, whatever they're called. What are the Apple earphones called? I got them for
AirPods.
Christmas. Yeah, AirPods. I got the AirPods, like the good ones that are supposed to be good.
All right.
She can't hear a word I'm saying. So maybe that's why. Maybe we're talking to your deaf mom, sir. Huh?
Quit judging.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. If you got Bluetooth, use it.
Speaking of judging.
Yeah.
Frisbee golf is just for people who aren't athletic enough for real sports. Nerds.
Wow, I haven't heard nerds in a long
nerds.
Time.
Nerds.
Did we just flash back to 1985 high school? Nerd. it's the same as bowling or
any activity.
Darts or curling or
real frisbee, just
or,
chucking
or
it.
Or pickleball or any of these other pretty low athletic sports.
Yeah. It's time to get outside.
Yeah.
Whip the disc around.
I wouldn't classify darts as a sport. I know it's on TSN and stuff like that. But I mean,
same as frisbee. I'm same amount of physical. I mean,
a little less than frisbee. Probably.
It is a little less, but
it
not
probably
much.
Probably requires a little more skill and accuracy, but like
less walking
as an athletic event. I'm not sure it qualifies. Like, and I like darts. I have a dartboard.
Like, I'd rather golf or go for a hike than frisbee golf.
Yeah, me
even
too.
Even though they're the same, yeah.
Yeah. And
I don't know why.
And I don't even like golf.
What about mad at you if you enjoy frisbee golf? It's just a nice day outside, Jamie said. Nice day outside.
I think a lot of cyclists like frisbee golf.
There is
stuff.
A group of athletes that do a group of athletic things that generally I don't get along with. Yeah. But, whatever.
I've played the soccer golf before. Foot golf, they call it.
I mean, I might try that on a whim, but I wouldn't do it more than once.
No, I've done it a few times. It's, again, it's good. It's just basically walking around kicking a ball.
Yeah.
But you pay for it.
Yeah.
You pay to kick a ball in a garbage can.
And again, whatever you do to get some activity, do it. I wouldn't call you a nerd.
Nerds.
No, that might be a bit judgmental.
Nerds.
I mean, he's probably not wrong. But you know, we don't have to be so aggressive about stuff all the time.
No, it's a bit aggressive. Yeah. Just because you don't like
nerds.
What they like. Yeah. You know? All right, well. The Dougie Line's 216-3849 or 216-Dougie.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line. 5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Auto. What?
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass and get back. Your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that can win you up to $1,000.
We have Brendan on the phone.
Brendan.
Good day.
What are you doing?
Just waiting to start work. Procrastinating.
Where do you work?
I work for a plumbing company.
All right. Okay. Do you plumb?
I try to.
Nice.
Not very well.
Okay. Well,
that's me either, bud. Well, you're probably better than me, though.
Strong hands? You got really strong hands, Brendan?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a good grip, Brendan?
On most things, not like
Oh, okay. On a big wrench? Yeah. You got a big wrench?
You got a good grip.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Your time will begin after I read the first question. What U.S. state is home to the world's largest bridge over water?
Oh, that's Louisiana.
Who was the main character in the book and movie Outsiders?
Ponyboy.
What does Mel Gibson yell as he's being killed in the movie Braveheart?
Freedom.
What Journey song was just voted the biggest song of all time?
Don't Stop Believing.
What is weirder to see, someone eating chicken wings with chopsticks or eating sushi with a fork?
Ooh, chicken wings and chopsticks for sure.
All right, let's wait till you.
Yeah. Oh, I hear
time
quick.
Ends. You're very quick. All right, let's go over your answers. What is weirder to see, someone eating chicken wings with chopsticks or eating sushi with a fork? You said wings with chopsticks.
I would
tend to agree with that.
Yeah, that'd probably be weirder. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. That would be weird.
What Journey song was just voted the biggest song of all time? It's you said "Don't Stop Believing." That's correct.
Yeah. Biggest song of all time.
That's
huh?
What it said, yeah. What does Mel Gibson yell as he's being killed in the movie Braveheart? You said freedom. That is correct.
Freedom!
Yeah. Nailed it.
One Best Picture 28
perfect.
Years ago today.
That was perfect.
Yeah, that was
good.
Spot on.
That was perfect. Yeah,
that would have
hurt. Don't let
hook
anyone tell you it wasn't.
That was perfect.
Who is the main character in the book and movie Outsiders? You said Ponyboy. That's correct as
really,
well.
Eh?
Released 41 years ago today.
I thought he was from Jackass. Isn't that Ponyboy?
Party Boy.
Party Boy.
Different.
Yeah.
Different.
And what U.S. state is home to the world's largest bridge over water? Now, you said Louisiana. That's right.
Oh. When you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Woo. Louisiana Saturday night.
Hot damn, we got ourselves a winner.
Start a week.
Ho, ho.
Welcome to Big Brain on Brendan.
Congratulations, my friend. You are a Ottawa champion.
Sounds good. I like it.
How does it feel? You feel your life changing already or what?
Yeah, I feel like I could use $1,000 and can go home early.
Oh, all right. Wow.
Well, let's,
he's going to quit his job.
Yeah.
You got to pick which Jason, Chris, Jamie, or Shay. Where do you want to start dropping the chip from?
Well, so there's no favoritism. Let's go with the Shay logo.
Ah, you coward. Here we go. what is it?
It's not $1,000, but it is $400 in gas reese.
Oh, wow. So you got $200 for groceries and $200 for gas, okay?
Perfect. Beauty.
That's nice. Not quite enough to quit your job.
No.
Not like that.
Not today.
Not today. Yeah. But all right, congrats. Hang on, we'll explain everything to you. Nice. It's been a few weeks since you had a champion.
A long time,
yeah. Yeah.
Never heard a guy going to quit his job after winning $1,000. He must be from a Lanark.
Hey, he's got a certain amount of savings.
Just pushed him over the edge.
And the $1,000 just put him over the top there. So who knows, really? Oh, but
another 600 to go, Brendan.
Congrats, friend. All right, listen, we got circle time coming up. There's a men's fashion thing because, you know, we're on the edge of
edge of fashion all the time.
I want to let everybody know that we don't like coming back into style. So
right.
Get ready. Involves a lot of
midriff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good time.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. Each brings something to the table. Jamie, you want to go first?
Well, I just want to remind everyone that we got an epic battle going on between four towns the general area.
It's hot.
It's hot. Pakenham against Carlton Place. Merrickville versus Almont. This is our March Madness of small towns. If you haven't heard it for the last few weeks, we've narrowed it down from 32
yep.
to 16,
well, you've narrowed it down via voting, but yeah.
Yeah, we haven't narrowed it
down. No, like the collective we. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I got you.
And right now there are some hot battles.
Well, we're down to the highly four. These are the four.
And I'm looking at which I'm not going to, I don't want to sway anyone.
No,
but
don't
I'm
sway.
Looking at the actual numbers in the votes.
And are they all pretty
tight.
Close?
She's tight, okay. Boys.
Yeah, it's close. It's a close one.
All right, well, that's good.
Will we get a repeat of last year's final? Almont versus Carlton Place. Who knows?
I don't know.
Or will Pakenham surprise some folks? Will Merrickville step up? Let's find out. Go vote now.
You have till Thursday. Thursday night.
Jason?
There's an interesting story about an 18-year-old girl named Emily Nash from, the story says near Ottawa, so I don't know, somewhere near here anyway. But she has HSAM, which is Highly Superior Autobiographical Memory. She's been tested by researchers in the U.S., and she joins a small, unique group of people, about 100 people in the world, that have this. She has basically video memory in her head, so she can tell you exactly what happened on any given day in her life experience.
Yeah, because she would have to experience it.
So she knew a lot about pop culture and things she found enjoyable, right? When they asked. But they would just pick a random day, and they would ask her, and she would tell them what happened, like, you know, in the world, basically.
On
mostly
that day.
Pop culture events.
Sure, sure.
She was a teenage girl.
But like, also, you couldn't say to her, like, what happened in this day in history, and she would have known it.
Not unless she had read about it or experienced it herself. But, like, she'll be able to tell you, like, what she ate and stuff on certain days. Yeah.
Wow. And, like, know the days of the week and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, she'll know, like, if you told her, whatever day March 4th was in 2018 or something, she'd tell you. Yeah,
what happened
that
on
was
that
a
day,
Thursday
that,
or whatever
happened,
it was.
This,
yeah, I don't know okay. if it was a Thursday. I'm just guessing.
So, like, could she read, like, think about how amazing that would be when you were, like, needed, like, really pass an essay or an
A student.
I would think so.
Definitely straight A student.
Yeah, so if she read a book, does she have to take in the information and it has to bank itself, or just that she has read it once? She can rewind and picture herself reading it.
I
think that's what it sounds like.
Now, does she have to unlock it? Like, does she have to think, okay, whatever, March 4th, 2018? Or is it just...
You're asking
always
us
there.
Questions like we're memory.
It's an association memory too, right? Yeah. Things that happened. Like for the example they give, they asked her what happened March 4th, 2019, and she said Luke Perry died. But she said she didn't know about Luke Perry specifically herself, but she remembered because her mom took her home for lunch and she remembered in the car on the radio they had said Luke Perry had died. And that's what triggered the memory.
So, that's wild.
Are you guys good? Yeah. Obviously, this is some like a obscene amount of ability here. But are you guys good at remembering like the years thing happened? Like,
no.
You know, people that are like, that was 92. Yeah. I'm like, I have no clue.
If they were significant enough, I will remember.
Really?
Take me anything minus like past 2 years, I'll remember it almost really, really well.
Yeah,
but, like,
good
I'll
long-term
forget things
memory.
On the way home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, very.
Wow.
That's just.
But, yeah, like I remember vivid things from like elementary school.
Have a couple like moments, probably character developing crazy moments that happened during elementary school. But aside from that, like I don't really.
And sometimes you'll remember more if you see a picture or something.
Sure.
But that's what this girl does in her brain.
That's crazy.
Like, she sees the pictures.
That's crazy.
So,
crazy. All right,
good for her.
Guys,
yeah,
you fan of t-shirts?
Yeah, I like. T-shirts.
I like wearing a t-shirt. Sure. Yeah, especially in the warmer weather.
How low do you like the bottom of your t-shirt to go?
To cover all of my belly and then some.
Bit of the zipper.
So that when you put the hands up, the belly doesn't come out the bottom.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
The test.
Okay. Well, then you're probably going to not like the new fashion trend, according to this article coming back for men. It's the crop top.
What?
That shouldn't.
Now, they say a new fashion trend has emerged for men. But in the 80s, men did this like tons of pictures of.
Usually football jerseys.
Yeah, football jerseys cut like the what? Like in between the chest and the belly button probably, right here.
Yeah.
It was cool for a while in the 80s.
I don't know if it was.
The only time I can picture it is like someone in a crop top, like a man, but then he had like the workout gloves on. Like
yeah,
the cut out, like
sometimes,
the finger gloves.
Sometimes in the 80s, people would just wear those gloves for no reason.
Just for no reason.
Yeah.
So, I know a guy who wears them now, but.
Really?
It's Megan
Curtis. Curtis, our goalie at hockey, wears workout driving gloves all the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
I wear them underneath my like goalie gear because my equipment's getting old and all worn away.
Well, he's driving him. He doesn't wear a crop top, though.
Oh, no?
I can say that.
Not yet.
I mean, if there were guys to wear crop tops, it should be us. Because our bellies are our most prominent parts.
But they're not the most attractive parts. But dudes that are wearing this are will be jack guys. Gym guys, they're not. Football guys, jack guys.
Maybe to somebody, my little belly island in the bath is great.
Nobody wants to visit your belly island. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Not even your wife wants to visit your belly island.
I got a little rubber ducky that sits on belly island. And I've been having a little Epsom salts bath.
Belly island.
Do you have like a little sign and like little lawn chairs you set up on belly?
But that's a great idea.
Muskoka chairs you set up on belly island there.
A little rubber ducky. Get some old G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hey, why not?
It is a good way to pass the time in the bath.
It is.
When you're soaking in it.
I'm with you. So you don't even need, you just don't even bother with crop tops.
Because
you got belly island going. Your own little thing. All right. Well, it's out there, gents, if you want to embrace your belly island, by all means do so. And you can text us a question if you want. For instance, a question.
Sure. Anything you like, 762-555.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Let's get to some questions, please. Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Did you guys see the UFC bite fight?
I did not.
What was that? Was there UFC happen this weekend?
Probably. There's UFC every other night.
Is there now?
There's a lot.
Oh, yeah, there's lots.
Yeah, is it once a month they do a pay-per-view? Or once every two weeks? Once a week, too much.
Yes, Igor Severino was disqualified from his fight on Saturday night after biting his opponent, Andre Lima.
Where'd he bite him?
Ear?
Shoulder?
Left arm.
Oh. Okay. Oh, did you have him like in a chokehold or something? Give him a little bite to get out of it? That's just instincts taking over.
Yeah.
You're in a street fight, someone's choking you out.
Yeah.
You know, bite him.
So, I mean,
couldn't even do that in the original UFC.
No.
You could kick a guy in the face as he was on the ground, but you couldn't bite him. Or eye gouge or hair pull.
None of that.
Do you think the Kate Middleton nonsense will stop now that she's put out a video? I would hope so.
Well, the AI video that was put out.
The what?
Because people are accusing it of being artificial intelligence. Because there's some weird hand movements and something. She's wearing the same clothes. Yeah.
They announced she had cancer.
Yes.
Yeah, she's going to go on cancer treatment. Yeah. So other than on a human level, I hope this human being, it feels better. I couldn't care less about the royal family and what diseases they have.
No,
but the insane whirlwind of conspiracy around this poor lady just dealing with something with her family.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
They won't leave her alone.
They'll never leave her alone.
But she knew that when
she
signed
up for
it.
If she's dead, she's gone anyway, so who cares? Like, if it's all like a conspiracy to cover up that she's dead, which it isn't. It's not.
I don't know. Are you guys big April Fool's Day pranksters? No.
No, we're not.
We actually do the opposite on April Fool's Day. This April Fool's Day, which is next Monday, will be April Fuel's Day.
Yes.
And we're going to give you guys gas, like, for your car.
Yeah. And it's not a joke.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah. We'll get more details as the week goes along. But the gist of it is on next Monday, you can get free gas from us.
How do you pronounce bagel?
Bagel.
Just like that. Bagel. What, is there another way? Bagel?
Bagel. Yeah.
People
bagel.
Say bagel?
Like
not as a joke. They actually say get me a bagel.
My youngest son says bagel.
What?
I don't know. He grew up in our house. And he maintains it's the way to say it. So.
Yeah, but he's hit his head a couple times.
He has.
No, he said it before he hit his head.
Oh, I see. What was the worst haircut of your generation?
The mullet.
Yeah, you guys.
That wasn't really my
mullet.
Generation. Mullet was a little before my, like it was 80s more.
Did you not grow up in the 80s?
I was a kid in the 80s.
Yeah.
But that's not, you're not really in style in the 80s.
No,
nobody's
yeah,
in
true.
Style. It was like high school, right? Which would have been the 90s. Probably the one I had.
Head with bangs?
Yeah, my whole head shaved with just bangs.
Yeah, the mullet's brutal. Back in style for some of the younger folk. Rocking the sty, you know?
Yeah.
Still looks ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't see any all shaved with just bangs, though.
No, it didn't.
No, not too many of those. That may have just been you. I don't know.
It wasn't just me.
I don't know. I didn't have any friends that did that.
Well, you didn't have any friends.
No, I had lots of friends. Just cool ones.
Yeah, sure. The old guys dressed in all black.
Yeah.
In the back.
Trench coat.
Yeah, carving pentagons into the desks.
Pentagons.
Maybe they like math.
And they love stop signs, too, even though that's
they love U.S. politics.
Yeah.
Someone texted the bowl cut. No grown adult gave themselves a like, purpose. No teenager. No. That was parents doing that to children because they were terrible.
Yeah.
Do you watch State Funeral, or did you watch the State Funeral this past weekend? It was on TV in my house because we always have the news station.
Not a second
on.
Of it.
I saw him passing. That church, that's a beautiful church.
Oh, yeah.
That is a beautiful church. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't really pay attention to it. Somebody said, bring back the rat tail.
Oh, no. That may be. That may be worse than the mullet.
Nice. Yeah. It was always attached to a mullet, wasn't it?
A little bit. A lot of it. Like,
Oh,
bring back the rat tail.
Just terrible.
Yeah. Thanks for all the questions. Much appreciated. That's it for this edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
So we got Carrie on the phone, and he's going to play the contest that Jamie put on the wheel called Can Jamie Balance It?
Yes. So, Carrie, we have three items. I've picked one, Jason's picked one, and Jamie's picked one. One is an air pump. Like a tire air pump.
Pretty
pump,
big.
That's what I picked. Jason, what did you pick?
I picked the Bobby Ryan bobblehead that we have in here. It's missing the stick. I don't know where the stick is.
And then, Jamie, what did you pick?
Stapler.
Okay. So, Carrie, you have to guess how many do you think of the three can Jamie balance on his head for 10 seconds?
I would say two of them.
Two of them.
Okay. Doesn't matter which two?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Does it?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think it matters. Okay. I don't think we're ever going to do this again, so I don't think any of it matters, but let's see.
All right, which one are you starting with, Jamie?
Well, you guys tell me.
Why don't you start with the one you picked? So
yeah.
Okay. Games and comedy. You think the stapler.
Okay, for 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get an accurate stopwatch here.
All right.
Okay. And
3, 2, 1, go.
All right, he's got the stapler on his head.
Right. Okay.
Looks pretty good so far.
So good over there.
He got some great balance. Oh, he's even turning his head. That's a cocky
arrogance.
Move.
The arrogance. Look at his face.
All right, you're good with that one. All next 10
stapler
seconds.
Stapler's 10 seconds.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. You're going to go pump?
Bike pump.
Okay, bike pump.
Bike pump. That's right. A big
one.
That's
the hardest.
It's like 2 feet tall at least.
All right, we're in the middle of Can Jamie Balance It?
Yeah, you can't pin it against the ceiling to balance it, okay?
You won't
so you tell him when to start, when to let go. How's it going, Carrie? Is this fun for you?
Oh, yeah, this is awesome.
Okay, good. Ready? I'm glad at least you're into
it. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
That's pretty good balance, Jamie. He's sort of looking at the ceiling.
He's not moving, though. I feel he should have to, like,
walk. Well, maybe if we do it again, we have to have him walk.
Like anyone can
things.
Just balance.
Okay, yeah, you're good.
You did it.
I think 10 Tires seconds two. Is not too long.
No, it's not long enough, maybe.
All right, so Carrie bet that Jamie would be able to balance, too.
Yeah.
And I figured the hardest one would be this pump. Now you're going with the Bobby Ryan
ball. That's the easiest. He's got this.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to get this wrong.
It's really easy if I laid him on his back, but... Maybe not. Ooh, he's got a round back.
Stand him up straight.
Yeah. Follow Carrie's advice there.
I can't hear. I don't have my headphones on. What'd he say?
Oh, he said stand him up straight.
Okay.
So, ready?
Ready. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right.
That's
brutal.
That is baloney.
Chris threw some Tupperware at Jamie.
and I was going good.
Yeah, you were, but now Carrie won. Now Carrie won.
No way.
Congratulations, Carrie.
No prize.
Good job,
no
Carrie.
Prize.
You got yourself $100 in the lotto.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Very good. Jamie failed.
What's the point of this? You whipping this fellow off for a prize for you being a seal? A walrus? Congratulations.
Throwing son of a bitch.
Jamie's upset. Jamie doesn't like to lose.
Yeah.
Anyway, you won, Carrie. Congratulations. Are you going to play winner music for Carrie, or are you going to be all bitter and weird?
You'd rather Jamie lose or everyone lose? Because everyone just lost this.
You guys need to make the most out of it.
Congratulations, Carrie.
I tried.
We did. I gave a guy $100 in lotto. All you want to do is just melt stuff on your head that no one can see.
Weren't you taking video?
Sure. Do you think that's worthy of posting anywhere in the universe?
Anyway, all right. We're taking away from Carrie's moment.
Yeah,
way to go, Carrie. You're the best.
You nailed it, buddy.
Girl's name. I haven't even talked to him. My headphones were off the whole time. I don't even remember talking to him.
Anyway, good job.
Get the
good
Chiefs
job. I don't know if that'll show up again on the wheel. You never know, though.
Would you rather that or radio charades?
That.
It's not the worst. No, I'll give you that. It's not the worst thing you've ever tried ever on this show. But congrats. You got $100 in the lotto. It's all yours. Do you guys get bullied at all growing up? At all? Ever? Like, not even
Well, there
once.
Was, like, bullies like,
I got bullied.
School.
I got beat up once. Like, when I was younger. It was a much older kid, but I got beat up.
I don't think I got beat up. I was a good talker. I got out of stuff. But bullied, yeah, sure.
Apparently, the bullies are making more money than the rest of us.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. What are you making a face
the
for?
Bullies I remember, I'll can tell you that.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
we'll get into
anyway,
it. Coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, sure.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. We each bring a story to the table that the others might not be aware of. Jamie, you want to go first?
Sure. Election year in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. To everyone's joy.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. And people always say, literally anybody else I would vote for. Literally anybody. So, a fella has legally changed his name to...
Literally anybody else.
Okay. And he's putting his hat in.
Is he?
I don't think he has the funding or the backing Republicans or Democrats would have. But yeah, here he is.
Literally anybody else? Yeah. That's my name. My name is literally anybody else, and I'm running for president of the United States. You know, it's not necessarily about me as a person, but it's about literally anybody else as an idea. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, they're under it would be literally anybody else. There really should be some outlet for folks like me who are just so fed up with this constant power grab between the two parties that just has no benefit to the common person.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, the sentiment's correct.
Can't disagree with that, but I don't think he's going to win.
I don't even think he'd get on the ballot, can he? Don't you have a certain amount of...
I don't know
how it works, but I don't think anyone could just sign up and be put on the ballot. No, because there would be thousands of people that would do it every year just as a joke.
Well, we would do it. You can do stuff here. I don't know what it takes. Like when I went to vote in the last whatever election, I looked down and someone, the Joker, was on my ballot.
Because it's just local, though? I think it was just local, though, right?
It was for national.
It was probably a fee, I guess.
Yes, you have to pay a fee.
Yeah. It's probably more funny to be on the presidential ballot.
I would
probably
think.
Probably. Would be like in Embrun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Joker.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to win, but I agree. Between those two, literally anybody else would probably, I'd vote for him. I would. All right, guys.
Uh-huh.
Again, I asked you earlier, did you get bullied a lot? Or maybe not you specifically, because I really didn't get bullied, but I could tell you who the bullies were. You know what I mean?
Like you
could identify.
I had some fear of bullies for sure.
Sure. Because they would bully the collective.
Yeah.
You know?
But a team tracked down 7,000 people born in 1970 who were known as bullies in their groups and circles and then compared them to others that were not. Generally, the ones who got bullied were making less money than the kids who bullied them.
Hmm.
So it challenges the idea that bullies, like the jerks in high school, all peaked in high school and sort of never sort of end up being anything. The researchers think it's because teachers, at least in the 80s and 90s, may have created an environment that catered to kids who were more aggressive.
Oh, I see.
Mm. It's possible that our classrooms are competitive places and that children adapt to win that competition with aggression. They take that to the workplace. They continue to compete aggressively for the best paid jobs, and that's why they're paid the best.
I can see that, yeah.
Like, I'm not doubting the study. It seems to make sense. But the two bullies that I can think of in school, the one guy, Max, he's in jail. And the other guy, Sonny, we were playing road hockey one day, and he was riding his bike down the street.
Mm.
And he was yelling stuff at us, like swearing and stuff and saying all sorts of things. But he had his head turned. They didn't see the car.
Oh,
was
nice.
A parked car.
Nice.
And he smashed so hard on his bike. And he was never a bully again because he couldn't live it down.
Yeah.
That was just life taking care of bullies.
That just de-bullied him immediately. Yeah.
Because every time, like, we all became bullies then. Because we were like, hey, watch out for the cars.
Yeah.
Every time. Like, no matter where you were in the hall at school, it didn't matter.
Yeah, the two from Dave Avis. I don't know. I think he's either dead or in prison. He didn't even get through high school without being locked up. And then Trevor White actually did a complete 360. He became one of the nicest guys.
Oh, that happens.
He was a bully up until, like, grade 8.
Okay.
But then he stopped growing, and everybody else, he was an early grower.
Then
I think he had to adapt. He became one of the nicest, friendliest guys I knew in high school. So it was really strange. What about you, James? You got any
One guy, I don't like saying it because it's sad. He was terrible. He was mean to a lot of people. He would spit on people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was brutal. But he,
What? Say it.
He has contracted a virus.
Oh, okay.
COVID?
No. It was very famous in the 80s. They had big concerts for it. And Freddie Mercury died.
Your bully got AIDS?
It's right out of Degrassi. Because that guy got AIDS, too.
Oh, did
he? In Degrassi. Dwayne. But no, this guy, he was... So anyways, yeah. So I don't know if he kept up his bullying ways, but he was a real jerk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
He'd spit, you'd be walking by and he'd spit on you.
With the virus?
No.
Oh, before
this was after.
That'd be like attempted murder, I think.
Yeah.
We know it's not, but you would think that in high school.
Yeah.
It's never nice to spit on people.
No.
Well, it's not a good thing.
Unless they ask for it.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Yeah, if it's your thing. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Anywho,
that's probably enough for today.
Yeah, probably.
That's an unfortunate turn of events for a terrible person, regardless. Karma might play, but maybe. I mean, that's too far.
I agree.
It's probably too much. I mean, just a rash might have done it.
Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine, the Dougie Line.
You can call us 24 hours a day about anything you want. 216-3849-216 Doug. We play them 2 times in the morning. What do you got, James?
You guys like vinegar on your fries?
Sometimes.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm having fish and chips.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, guys. Went for lunch today. A little nicer spot. Most of the plates were $16 to $20 for lunch. got burger and fries. And waiter brought out the food. Said anything else. I said, yes, please. Can I get some white vinegar for my fries? This fucking guy, a shot glass of vinegar. Like, how am I supposed to apply this to my French fries, buddy?
A shot glass of vinegar. Well, I mean, not an ideal vessel for your vinegar.
No.
You could try and drizzle it by tipping it, but probably not going to work well. I would use a fork.
And just sprinkle.
Sprinkle it.
But you're not supposed to put that much vinegar on?
What about just dip?
You could dip, yeah.
You're not supposed to put that much vinegar on?
It depends how much vinegar you like.
Yeah, I mean, different.
It's just, you don't want to pour it in a pool, right? You want it sprinkled. So I think the fork would be the better method. If he was at his upscale establishment, as he said, with his $16 to $18 a plate or whatever it was.
He got real mad about a guy just trying to help him out with something that he didn't normally have. Probably he's like, nobody asked for vinegar. Okay, I have white vinegar. I have a shot glass.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to put
it
in.
It's less common than it used to be. I don't think
vinegar. Like you said, fish and chips spot. Sure. You gotta have vinegar. But I mean, outside of that,
he was probably expecting the packets.
Yeah, I could have got
the actual vinegar.
The actual vinegar shaker.
But he could have also put the vinegar in his mouth and just drizzled it with his mouth.
Yeah, but he was at a high-end place charging $15-$16 for meals.
Yeah.
Isn't that what a combo at McDonald's is right
Pretty
now?
Much,
yep.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
You got it.
Hey, what do you guys think would be more fun? A Louisiana Saturday night or a Sudbury Saturday night?
Well, I've only experienced one. I've experienced a Sudbury Saturday night. So I can only say, yeah.
I've experienced a Louisiana Saturday
night.
Mm-hmm. So.
I've experienced neither.
Well, I mean,
they'd be different.
They're very different.
They would be different, but also the good time is most the same.
Louisiana seems like it might be more fun.
It's a more cultural experience.
If you can ignore that terrible song you play.
And if you don't go during Mardi Gras, why did I say it like that? Mardi Gras.
It's probably still
Mardi
fun.
Grass.
It's still fun.
Yeah, I have a friend who went
bananas,
there.
Though. It's bananas.
Not Mardi Gras. They still have a good time.
But Sudbury on a Saturday is probably legendary. I mean,
it's a good time. It would be different times for
different
sure.
Vibe. Yeah.
From Louisiana to Sudbury, Ontario would be different. Yeah, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Sudbury, Ontario. Well, we have another question, actually, about Louisiana and that song, particularly, Jason.
The one we use in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Hey, this Louisiana song for Ottawa. How do you kick off your shoes and then throw them on the floor?
That's right.
I was, I'm confused. If you're kicking them off, like, they're on the floor. Do you kick them off and then pick them up and throw them on the floor? I don't know, man.
I think I have an idea of why it might be. Okay. Because Americans, if you watch TV and stuff, traditionally in the house shoe wearers.
Sure.
So maybe they like jumped on the bed with their shoes on and then kicked them off, threw them on the floor. That's my only explanation.
What if they kicked them off, caught them, and then threw like
that's
kicked them
possible?
Up in the air.
Heel out, yeah. Flip them up like this.
Click them up, catch them, and then threw them on the floor.
That would be like
sometimes.
Dramatic. But
when I take off my underpants, I'll kick them up to my 100%. Hand and chuck them in the hamper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a bit of a lie. I don't throw them in the hamper.
What do you do
floor.
With them?
Just throw them on the floor.
What? You just throw them on the floor?
Yeah, I throw my clothes on the floor.
What?
Jason Barr, Saturday night.
Yeah.
What kind of psycho are you?
You don't put them in the hamper?
No.
Are you six?
Hamper's got a lid on it.
Just take the lid off and throw the lid in the garbage.
You just chuck your dirty underwear on the floor?
Yeah. In a corner, in my floor. My
what? Area.
Yeah, I do.
That is like the most uncharacteristic thing. Yeah.
Actually,
your car's dirty, though.
And this is the most uncharacteristic thing from you two, being appalled by it. Because I've seen how you both behave in here.
What are you talking about?
You eat food off the floor. Is that why you don't want my underwear?
Because I'm picking it up off the floor. I'm not leaving it for somebody else. I don't throw food on the floor.
But you put it in your mouth.
I don't see. It's my own mouth.
Yeah. Well, it's my own floor.
You're
got piles of clothes.
You're going to throw your soiled underwear all over the floor?
It's like that commercial, that Tide commercial with Jason Kelce.
Your sweaty, gross, doubleheader hockey game soiled underwear on the floor?
Yeah, pretty much.
What kind of savage are you? Who are you?
I'm a savage.
Who are you?
I won't stop. I don't care.
All right, well.
Like, I don't think less of you,
I do.
But I think different. Like, but I think differently.
I do.
I will remember that. That's in my brain. Like,
I thought you were a courteous person.
Like a tidy guy.
Not at all.
It's strange.
It's my own home.
Haircut will fool you, eh? No matter how tidy the hair, dirty the floor.
It's a clean cut over here.
It's my own home. I can do what I want in it.
All right. Well, you want to reach your doggy line? 216. Hey, let us know. Are you disgusting like Jason? Is there your vile underwear on the floor?
There's a pair of my old underwear hanging on the wall of our office.
Yeah, but you washed it. You gave it as a gift to Jamie. It's different.
Well, did I wash it or did I not?
You did.
Did I?
Yes, because you made me close my eyes and you guys put it on my shoulders.
Did I wash it?
It smelled like laundry. It smelled like laundry.
You washed it.
I don't remember.
Anyways, you can leave that on our doggy line if you want, but we're wrapping it for today. Gentlemen. Enjoy the sunshine today, eh? And while you're doing that, swing by Shea106.com and vote on the March Madness of Small Towns. We should reach out to the mayors soon.
Yep.
See if they want to get all heated and debated and into this. So that'll be happening this week. Don't forget our podcast on iTunes and Spotify. Biggs and Bar Show, give us a subscription. Anything else, gents?
I don't think so. We're good.
Listen for your name and the payday. Did you say payday?
Right. Yeah, payday.
Coming up at 9, Amy's got a name.
Okay. I'm rocked to my core.
Are you?
It's just, I would never. You're like the most courteous, tidy.
Not really.
I guess not, because your area over there by your desk is the grossest.
I clean it up every once in a while.
Your car is disgusting. So, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to reevaluate some things. We hope you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye. The Biggs and Bar Show.